From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Perry Finelli. Police have identified a man fatally shot outside of an apartment complex in Roseville over the weekend. 30-year-old Dondi Knowles was found lying unconscious on the ground Saturday outside the Centennial Garden East Apartments in the St. Paul suburb. Authorities say he apparently had been shot several times. Witnesses say they saw a white passenger sedan speed away after the shooting. Police say Roseville detectives are following up on a number of leads. A Twin Cities man died while exploring a Lake Superior shipwreck over the weekend, Matt Sepik reports.
The Lake County Sheriff's Office's 42-year-old Aaron Timmerman of New Hope was diving with a group Saturday afternoon at the Madeira shipwreck at Split Rock Lighthouse State Park. Witnesses saw him surface and call for help, but no one was able to get to him before he went back under the water. Two people in his group pulled Timmerman from the bottom of the lake. Other divers brought him to shore and started CPR. An air ambulance crew took Timmerman to nearby Gooseberry Falls State Park, where the Two Harbors Fire Department was maintaining a helicopter landing zone. Staff there pronounced him dead just after 2 p.m. The sheriff's office says the incident is still under investigation and the medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Parts of Minnesota have been dry enough lately to allow farmers to begin harvesting soybeans. Ag officials say 7% of the soybean crop has been harvested. However, Minnesota soybean harvest is running behind the five-year average of 19% by this time. The condition of the crop is rated 71% good to excellent. There were scattered reports of corn for grain being harvested in southeastern Minnesota last week, but only 33% of the state's corn crop is mature. Compared with a five-year average for this time of 54%, corn condition is rated 81% good to excellent. In the Twin Cities, skies are cloudy. The temperature is 61 degrees. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. It's 5:06.